The Islamic Revolution leader warns against plots hatched by the hegemonic powers to hinder the progress of independent nations. Tehran calls for swift action against nuclear arsenals of the Zionist regime of Israel. Former president and head of the Afghan Peace Council, Bahreddin Rabbani, is killed in his Kabul home. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Hello, you're watching World News on Jami Jam Network. A commencement ceremony for cadets at Iran's police academy was held at the presence of leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. At first, the leader attended a memorial of the police martyrs and then inspected the troops on the ground. In an address to police commanders and personnel, Ayatollah Khamenei praised the services of the police, saying the hegemonic powers are poised to counter the progress of independent nations through fueling social, moral, and spiritual insecurity. The Islamic Revolution leader reiterated that the Afghan powers are hatching covert plots to spread immorality and promote the narcotics trade, and that the Iranian police should adopt preemptive measures in the face of such plots. Ayatollah Khamenei advised the police personnel to serve as a symbol of strength and order. Later on, the top graduates received epaulets from the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, and then the military units hit the parade ground. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who is in New York to attend a UN General Assembly session, had a busy schedule Tuesday as he took part in a couple of interviews with U.S. media outlets and met with several heads of state. Ahmadinejad told ABC television that if the United States and its close allies do not interfere in the internal affairs of other countries, the regional and international issues will be resolved in a better way. The president further said one of the main problems the world is faced with today is that some of the U.S. politicians think they own the world so they can meddle in other countries' internal affairs. Answering a question on the latest regional developments, Ahmadinejad, under Iran, all believes that all nations should enjoy freedom, justice, and the right to free elections. Elsewhere in the interview, Ahmadinejad reaffirmed the two U.S. hikers convicted of spying and jailed in Tehran would be soon released despite delays. Also on Tuesday, the Iranian president held talks with several of his counterparts, among them the presidents of Bolivia and Lebanon. Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Saeed Jalili, says Tehran considers nuclear non-proliferation as a cornerstone for the international security. Jalili told a gathering of Russian elite in Moscow that the U.S. is working to expand nuclear weapons contrary to its claims. Jalili said the U.S. and some other Western governments resort to sanctions and U.N. resolutions against signatories of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, like Iran, but do nothing against others, including the Zionist regime of Israel, which has 200 nuclear warheads. He then called for strategic cooperation between powers such as Iran and Russia based on the principle of respecting NPT and IAEA members' rights to counter the West and realize nuclear disarmament and a nuke-free Middle East. Head of Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, Fereydoun Abbasi, strongly denounced the assassinations of Iranian scientists, describing the crimes as a disgrace to humanity. Speaking at a press conference on the sidelines of the International Atomic Energy Agency's General Conference in Vienna, Abbasi said the assassination of intellectuals and scientists is a monstrous act for the human community. He added that every individual that chooses to remain silent on such measures can be considered as the accessory to the crime. The senior official also implicated foreign intelligence services, including spy agencies of Britain and the Zionist regime of Israel, for masterminding and carrying out such terror operations. Iran's intelligence ministry says several members of a secret network affiliated with the BBC